This is the WEOL Morning Show, and joining us this morning is the mayor of North Ridgeville, Dave Gillick. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Craig. How are you?
All right, very well. Thank you so much for being with us this morning, and we wanted to check in because I know you have some new construction you want to get the word out. We told people about it yesterday, but perhaps you could elaborate involving Lehrnagel. What's going on?
Yes, we wanted to speak a little bit about Lehrnagel. We have a major detour for up to 3 weeks because Columbia Gas is relocating a major gas line in anticipation of the Lehrnagel road widening next year. So the section between Chestnut Ridge intersection and Lorraine is going to only be southbound during that period, and northbound will be officially detoured to Root Road. And at Root Road and Chestnut, we've installed a new turning lane to facilitate that. But in the meantime, we know it's a tremendous inconvenience. That's a major access in and out of North Ridgeville, so we wanted to get the information out as much as we could.
Have any surveys been done as to how many vehicles go through there on a daily basis?
I don't have that information right at my hands, but it's a very, very busy street. It's a cut through all the way from Avon Lake up to 480 and getting to the airport, as well as, you know, our residents traveling downtown, taking 480 to 71. It seems to be moving very well in the morning now with people exiting the community. In the evening, it's a little more troublesome. Last night was the first day that we had detoured them, and I was up there. We have policemen directing traffic at Chestnut and Root, as well as Lorraine and Root. But still, it's a tremendous amount of traffic coming home in the evening, so we're trying to keep it moving as well as we can.
You mentioned the relocation of that gas line. Will people in that area have their service interrupted at some point?
If they do, it will just be for a very, very short duration, because the gas company will lay the main line, and then they will run the laterals or service lines to the residents, and there may be a slight interruption when they switch it over. If there is, they will work with the resident to relight pilots and things like that, but it will be very minor.
You also mentioned how this is part of the bigger project for the widening of that road. Of course, you've got the Center Ridge project on the table too. Are both of those projects on the fast track now? Does anything else have to be done?
No, they're both on the fast track now. You're seeing a lot of utility relocation on Lehrnagel this year, and that job will be going to bid this October. So you will see construction beginning either late this fall or early spring, but it's well underway. The Center Ridge Road project, you're also going to see construction beginning soon. We have to replace, or not replace, in some areas replace, but we have to put in a sanitary sewer yet this year. So you'll see construction beginning on that this year. In addition, again, a gas line has to be relocated. There's about 6 miles of gas line that has to be relocated on Center Ridge Road, which will be done next year, 2016. And that job goes to bid late next year, late 2016. They're both fully funded in place. The big thing now is, in anticipation of the actual widening project, you have to relocate the cable and the gas and the electric lines. In both projects, we'll be replacing sanitary sewer. We'll be putting in storm sewer on Center Ridge Road, which it does not now have. We'll be replacing water lines in both projects. So there's a tremendous amount of work that has to be done with the utilities as well as the actual road widening.
Mayor, your city is getting ready to welcome the whole county, if not Northeast Ohio, with your Corn Festival coming up. Are we all excited and ready for that?
That's an exciting event coming up weekend after this. A lot of preparations being made. Involves a lot of our city employees in getting things ready. But it's an event that the whole community looks forward to and we all enjoy very much. You get to see old friends and reacquaint with people. And, you know, from the political standpoint, it really gives those that are involved an opportunity to meet and shake hands with a lot of people.
I also see where that South Park getting some new fitness equipment, part of getting the North Ridgeville folks healthier throughout the year.
We have collaborated with the Lorain County Health District. Last year, we put in a new 1.2-mile walking trail that goes from it will extend all the way up to the new multi-use path that will be installed on Center Ridge Road. Goes through the middle school area, past the library, and then circles around through South Central Park. And that is getting a lot of use with people walking and rollerblading and riding bikes. And then with our collaboration with the health district, we are installing about $25,000 worth of physical fitness equipment along the trail this summer, which will just be an additional plus. In addition, we've been doing a heart and soul program this summer. Monthly, we have invited speakers, and I've been involved where we discuss some health topics, give health tips. We had a meeting earlier this summer involving healthy food preparation and tips, and we had over 400 people show up, some from as far away as Cincinnati and Pennsylvania to participate in that. So we're trying to do what we can to encourage people to be active, to eat right. We have a project in City Hall now involving drinking more water, which is good for you. So there's a lot of things going on from a health standpoint.
We're talking to North Ridgeville Mayor Dave Gillick this morning. And, Mayor, we see, too, that there's yet another survey that says your community is one of the safest in all of Ohio. Maybe that's something you already kind of knew.
For the last 4 or 5 years, various real estate advisory agencies that review the FBI statistics annually have ranked North Ridgeville very high. This year, we're in the top 20. I think we're 20th of the safest cities in Ohio. We have great safety service forces. They do a good job. It's a great community to live in, and we certainly appreciate what our police department does for us.
Yeah. Well, Mayor, we'll see you out at the Corn Festival that first Saturday weekend or first weekend, full weekend in the 8th and 9th in the North Ridgeville area. And again, thanks for sharing the time with us this morning. Again, for the folks who use that Lear-Nagel Road, again, the northbound will be closed northbound between Lorain and Chestnut for about 21 days. But if the weather works, maybe a little sooner than that. We'll wait and see.
Yes, and I would add to that, I often go, I don't take the official detour. Some people might want to use Barton. Okay. So there are alternatives to going the Root Road, but we appreciate their cooperation and apologize for the inconvenience, but when the road widening is done, everybody will be much happier.
That's
I'm
right.
Sure.
A little pain for a lot of gain later on. That's how it usually works with the road projects, for sure.
Yes, it does.
Mayor Gillick, thanks for sharing the time and talk to you soon.